Let's do Yud Tes Amud Beis, which means we're going to Daf Chaf. Going to Daf Chaf today. And we're going to do some calendar stuff. As a reminder, we're having this program. Well, no, we're not having this, but there's a program on Sunday with a, seems to be an expert of some kind, Rabbi Mordechai Kuber. This Sunday at 7:30. Talking about the international dateline, which is somewhat connected to our daf, but is really not. But we'll see why it might be. Okay. So this is the bottom of your testament base. Shalchu Lamar Ukva. The yeshiva guy sent to Mar Ukva. Adar Hasamach Leinisma Olam Chaser. They said to him that the Adar, which is next to Nisan, which is either Adar Aleph or Adar Beis, like this year. So then they say it's always going to be Chaser, right? We had this machlokus about which one was Chaser, which one was Male, 29 versus 30. So Mesiv Rav Nachman Al Shnei Chadash Mechalan Es HaShabbos. There are 2 months for which we send out witnesses, even if it violates Shabbos. Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei, right? Those are so important that people get the holidays correct, right? Because they're going to essentially determine whether people properly follow and keep those days, not be Mechal those days. So then we send the Adiv, even if it might mean that, you know, there has to be Mechal Shabbos. So it goes to E Amar Pishlama Zimnin Male Zimnin Chaser. That makes sense if you're going to say that sometimes Adar is Male and sometimes Adar is Chaser. Mishim Hachim Mechal Linan. That's why we have to send people out. We have to send them out because people don't know and therefore are going to come to make a mistake. Eli E Amar Lolam Chaser. But if you're going to tell me that is always Chaser, that the second month or the closest month of Adar to Nisan is always going to be 29 days, so then why are we sending people out to Mechal Shabbos? Everybody already knows when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Everyone knows that Adar is going to be at 29, and therefore, the day after the 29th is going to be the first day of Nisan. So why would we Mechal Shabbos for that if everybody knows? Mishim de mitzvah l'kadesh al ha-re'iyah. So the Gemara says, no, there's a mitzvah to do so. Regardless of people's confusion, there's a mitzvah to do it. And if there's a mitzvah to do something, you can mechal Shabbos for it. It doesn't sound like the strongest
argument.
So you
should do it every month. It should be done every single
right,
month.
Right. Good point. It could be, well, one could at least think of how the mitzvah to do it in Nisan is stronger than any other month. You could imagine that just logically because the Pasuk is said explicitly about Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Now, it doesn't explain Tishrei, but you can think of any. So, Ikad Army, alternatively, you could say a different way. Amr of Nachman, Afanana Misanina, Al Shnei Chodesh Chalmes HaShabbos, Al Nisan Yav Tishrei, Amr Bishlamel Olam Chas Mishim B'chol Hach Mechalina. If you're going to tell me that it's always going to be chaser, so that's why, yes, the reason that you're mechal Shabbos is because it's a mitzvah. Okay, but if it's sometimes full and sometimes chaser, amai mechalalina. Why would you allow the Edim to go be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of the testimony? You should make it more stringent and just say Na'abre Ha'idna. Say Adar is going to be a second month, a second Adar, Unikash Lemacha, and be Mekadish the next day. No, not make a second month. Yeah, Abre is Adar, meaning that they should make it a 30-day. Right? What's so terrible that you make a 30-day month? If it's Shabbos, well, then you can't do it. So just make it 30. So Gemara says, no. Eid ikri yom shloshim Shabbos hachanami. First of all, what if the 30th day is Shabbos? But then we have a problem. So hachamai eskin is ikri yom shloshim be'echad b'Shabbos. Rather, it's talking about if the 31st day falls out on Shabbos. And therefore, you know it's going to be the 31st day. You know that Rosh Chodesh is going to be that Adar is going to be a Male. That Rosh Chodesh is still going to be on Lamed, and therefore Nisan is going to be on Lamed Aleph. Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Lamed Aleph. So why would you ever send testimony out if everybody knows it? It didn't come yesterday. That means it's coming today. The mitzvah, Kaya Shalariya. Again, because there's a mitzvah to do so, regardless of whether it's about people's confusion, whether people are going to know it or not. It's not a functional thing. It's a intrinsically noble thing that you're Mekadesh, the Levana, the Chodesh. Says the Gemara, however, Meisir of Kahana, Ksham Mekadesh Kayam, it says, Ksham Mekadesh Kayam. Sorry, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. So then, Mechalin Af Al Pi, Af Al Kulan. So then, you're Mechal Shabbos on all of the month. In order to make sure that the karbanos are the proper time. Well, that is your question. Why not all the other months? So the Gemara says,
they did it.
Right, yeah. Midikulhu lav mishum demitzvah lekadosh al ariyah. From the fact that all of them is not because of there's a mitzvah to mekadosh the month, nisan mitishri na'amilav. The fact that all the other months had this reason to Michal Shabbos for the Karban, and not because it's an intrinsic independent mitzvah, so then why wouldn't Nisan Tishrei be any different than those months? So, if you're going to tell me that sometimes it's the 29 and sometimes it's the 30, so therefore, beyond the fact that there's a Karban you have to bring, there's also the reason that people need to know. But if you're going to tell me that it's always going to be a chaser month, so why would you be Mechal Shabbos? At the end of the day, Yofta. We don't know. We don't know why you would ever send out Edom if it's going to be Mechal Shabbos. If the month is always going to be chaser, then there's no good reason. Because the reason that means that there's a mitzvah would apply equally to all 12 months, slash 13 months.
But we're going to keep doing it nonetheless.
We don't know. I don't know how it's happening here. It sounds from the Gemara that this is not a legitimate reason, so maybe we don't do it. I don't know. Okay. Story time. Kiyasa Ula Amar. When Ula came over to Bavel, he used to say, Abru Ula El, that the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael made El a 30-day month, which means that Tishrei is only going to start on Lamed Aleph, meaning after the 30. So Amar Ula, Yadi Chavrin Bavlai Mai Tivusa Avdinan Bahadayu. So he said, do the people of Bavel, these, I guess Chavrin maybe means like wise men, I don't know. Do you know why they made Elul a 30th day? So Mai Tivusa. So the Gemara says, what do they mean? What do you mean? I think it's a question, right? Yeah. So what's the benefit? So Ula Amar Mishum Yarkaya, because of the vegetables. Is that what it means?
The strength of keeping the vegetables.
Vegetables that would not be picked for 2 days. What's the benefit? They're trying to keep, it keeps a weekday between Shabbat and Yom Tov. This ensures that it pushed off Rosh Hashanah, so it's not adjacent to Shabbat. And that due to the vegetables that would not be picked for 2 days, and those picked beforehand would no longer be fresh.
Okay.
Which we are unconcerned with.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about the timing, but okay. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Amar Mishum Mas Misaya, because of those who are deceased, right? Those who die, and thereby they can't be buried on a Shabbos going into Yom Kippur. And therefore, we want to make sure that Yom Kippur and Shabbos aren't connected to each other. Interesting reason why it's be Ma'abra El. So Gemara says, "My binai, what's the difference? Ik binayu Yom Kippur shechal yosachar Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out after Shabbos, man da'ar mishum messiah mi'abrinan. According to the reason, then it's because of those who are passed away, and they can't be buried on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So then it still makes sense to push it off one more day, so Yom Kippur is on a Monday instead of a Sunday. Uman da'amar mishum yarkaya. And according to the ones, it's because the vegetables, la'emas kabay lehu. When do you have to do it? Le'orta. Hold on. The vegetables was also a Yom Kippur thing? No, I thought that was a motion. Hold on.
That was the first explanation.
Yeah, the first explanation was the vegetables, because if you... collect them on Erev Rosh Chodesh. I think it's like a 3-day Yantif question, or a 2-day Yantif question. Either way, it doesn't really say what in my Gemara what it was referring to. Okay, so here if it's Mishum Yarkaya, if it's about the vegetables not going bad, so the Amas Kabbalah, when do you have to eat them? L'orza, at nighttime, after the fast. So then L'orza, Tarach HaMaisi. So then you have the possibility to go and pick them on, meaning you're not going to eat the vegetables anyway. The dead person, you're going to you potentially have to, take care of them today. But the vegetables don't have to be picked. You can eat them later. You can only eat them later, and therefore you can pick them later. Well, do they not care about dead people? Meaning these two reasons aren't mutually exclusive. These two reasons can go together. Just because you care about vegetables doesn't mean you don't care about the deceased. Elika benayu, yom tov hasamach l'shavus. Yantif that goes into Shavus. I assume it's min Rosh Hashanah. Bein mil fanaha, bein mil achar, aman da amr mishnah me'arkai. According to the one that says, because the vegetables ma'abrinan, you still do it to separate the yantif from the Shavus. Aman da amr, or to overlap Shavus on the yantif. Aman da amr mishnah misaya, efsha ba'amameh. According to the one who says that it's because of the deceased, so then they are okay, or they're capable of taking care of the deceased with non-Jews. What is the reason those who say that the whole purpose of being the Abra the Shana, the Abra the Elul, is because of the deceased people not decaying? So then why would they, why wouldn't they also be worried about the vegetables? So they say, no, efshar b'chamimeh. You could put them in some kind of hot water. Hot water keeps vegetables fresh. Really? I feel like it boils.
I've read it.
No, you've tried.
Cold water. I think a roof here. It says basically you could have. So you have cooked vegetables instead of fresh vegetables, basically.
Oh, okay. Meaning that you make them edible in a different way.
Right.
You don't have to have them as fresh vegetables.
Or maybe you roast,
Yeah.
It says that you
repurpose them.
You can't do that on...
Yeah, it says there's an Aruch Lanei here. It talks about what's going on here with Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you can't do that, but okay. And we said it goes both ways. Anyways, Ihachi Samayishna. So if that's true, that the reason for being the Aber Elul is because of the vegetables or because of the deceased people, so then Maishna Ladidan, Afilu Dihunami. What's the difference between those who are in Bavel and those who are in Eretz Yisrael? Right? When Ula came and said, you know why they do this in Eretz Yisrael? What does that mean? What's the difference? So Ladidan Chavil An Alma. For us in Bavel, the world is
the climate
is warmer, is more destructive.
It's hot. Yeah. Not as hot. Desert hot.
No, it is hot.
The climate is not hot.
It is hot.
No, in Bavel.
In Bavel it's hot.
In Bavel, right.
Yeah. Bavel is hotter than Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Alidizu Alochav Luama. Over there the atmosphere is not as bad and therefore it's not as concerning to leave a dead body out, or to leave the vegetables out, or whatever it might be. So wait a second, Ini, is that true? V'hatani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Yachuk Shem Shemabrin Yisrael Shana L'Torach, Kach Ma'abrin Yisrael Chorosh L'Torach, Talmud Lomar, Chorosh Yisrael Chem Rosh Chodashim. You have a greater impetus to be Ma'abra the Chodesh, right, to be, to make it a full month, and to make it an extra month in the year. You know what I mean? No, just like you have the impetus to do it for the year, you have the impetus to do it for the month. So it says the pasuk, no. Only when the moon looks like this. This is a rule of thumb that Rashi oftentimes brings up on the Chumash. that when the pasuk says hazeh, it's referring to something in the physical world, that you're looking at something specific. So Rashi, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that hachodesh hazeh, with this kind of newness to the moon, that's when you're mekadesh the month. But you're not doing it unless you have that kind of visual. Otherwise, you're not allowed to just be ma'aber l'chodesh for other reasons. So therefore, how could it be that they were ma'aber, they made Elul into a 30-day just because they wanted more vegetables or just because they wanted to take care of the dead body? They have to have the same visual of the moon. It's not just a willy-nilly, oh, we want to do ma'aber l'chodesh now, so let's do it. So I'm a rabba, lokasha. Kan la'abro, kan l'kadsho. One is to be ma'aber it, to be ma'aber meaning to add a 30th day, so then you're allowed to do it for whatever ancillary purpose there is. But kan l'kadsho, when it comes to be mekadesh l'chodesh, what does it mean to be mekadesh l'chodesh? You do it through the Edim and an announcement from Beis Din. You can't do that unless you actually see the moon properly. V'hachi kamar, and this is what it means. Yachol k'shem sh'ma'abernes hashana v'es hachodesh l'tzorah. K'shem sh'ma'abernes hashana v'es hachodesh l'tzorah. Just like you think you can be ma'aber the shana, just like you can be ma'aber the shana, meaning adding a second Adar, and you can be ma'aber the chodesh, meaning adding a 30th day. Maybe you would think kach mekadeshes hachodesh l'tzorah. You could also be mekadesh the chodesh. Tamid lomar hachodesh hazeh lachem kazeh re'eh v'kadesh. Only ma'aber the chodesh can you do for other ancillary purposes, but not for the sake, not in order to be mekadesh the chodesh. Okay, v'chiha, and similarly to the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ma'aymin al ha'edim al chodesh near bezmano. We always, I guess, analyze or investigate. I don't know, interrogate maybe. Is that the right word? Ma'aymin. Intimidate. Okay. Interrogate's not so far off. But we intimidate them to make sure that they're
it says here intimidate,
you can use other forceful tactics
so that they don't give
their testimony until the next day, something like that. So in order to labro, the ein ma'amin ala edim ala chodesh shelo near bizmano l'kadsha, you can intimidate the Edom to not give their testimony so that you can be ma'aber the chodesh, so that you can add a 30th day. If they come on the 29th, you're going to have to do it because they said we saw it already. But if they saw it and you intimidate them, you can extend the day. You can extend the month for a day. Mm-hmm. However, we don't do the same thing for a non.
You can extend it to the 30th.
You can extend it to the 30th. But we don't intimidate the Edom that came for the sake of being Mekadesh. What does this mean? That they came Shalom Bezmano, meaning, I think it doesn't mean, it's not a problem. It's a Shalom Nir Bezmano, meaning that they saw the moon on the 30th day. Meaning if they're coming too late, so you don't say, here, quickly, come give testimony about the 30th day if they didn't really see it, so that they can be Mekadesh HaKodesh. What does that mean, so that they can be Mekadesh HaKodesh?
It's already a 30th day. Don't they have to come by the afternoon?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the wrong
time is.
I'm not really sure what the wrong timing is here.
So early, we think we intimidate them. Hey, just delay them a few hours, then
yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the situation is. But either way, we have more leniency to be intimidating to the witnesses for the sake of being ma'abra the chodesh. We do not have the same leniency to intimidate the witnesses for the sake of being mekadesh the chodesh. I don't know why you would want to do that, but the word says, Ini, is that true?
There's a long explanation here. I can look at it later. Very long explanation.
Ini, is that true? V'ha, shalach le'Rabbi Yehuda, nesia le'Rabbi Ami. Havu yodin shekol yamav sh'Rabbi Yochanan hayim alamdenu. Ma'amin ala edim ala chodesh shelo near bezmano l'kadsho. Af apir shelo re'uhu. That we can intimidate the edim in order for them to come and testify. This Rabbi Yehuda Nesia said that whenever there was some kind of need, and it wasn't yet the time that they, it wasn't yet proper that they saw the moon, in order to be Mekadosh the month, on that day, they would force the Edom, intimidate the Edom into giving testimony. Even if he's sin, in order for them to say that they saw it. So that obviously is a contradiction to what we just said. You can't intimidate the Edom for the Zat. This other one where it says that there is a reason to be Mekadosh Chodesh at a specific time, so that's for Nisan and Tishrei, because the holidays of Nisan and Tishrei, of Sukkot and Pesach, are dependent on those, on that testimony. Let's say, for instance, you have one of those situations where the holiday is going to go up against the Shabbos and it's going to be difficult to do for one reason or another. So then they tried to get the testimony early. I'm not really sure how you can do that. Isn't that like lying? So Gemara says that when it comes to the time where they needed to do it, and Rabbi Yehuda Zizia said you're allowed to, that's for Nisan and Tishrei. Ha, Bishar Yarchi, but this is for the other months. The other months, there's no real impetus to do it, and therefore we don't allow you that kind of leniency. Rav Amar Ha, Detani Rav Bar Shmuel, Acherim Hi, when Rav Bar Shmuel said that you're not Me'ad HaChodesh, and can't be Me'ad HaChodesh, even if there's a need, Acherim Hi. Let's see the sheet again. Detani Acherim Ormim, Ein Bein Asaras La'Asaras, there's no difference between one Shavuos and another Shavuos, Ve'emin Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, Ela Arba Yavim Bovai. If you go through the proper year and you do the proper amount of Ibor Chodeshes, right, you have the proper amount of 30 days, so there's only going to be 4 extra days in a year in the weekday, right? So if the Shavuos is on like a Monday, so then it would be on a Thursday or a Friday. However, so then it would be 5 days difference in the week, within the week. Okay, how does that have anything to do with... I guess the Rabbi Shmuel is saying you can't just willy-nilly change it for the sake of the fact that Shabbos is falling out this time or that time, because you have a set amount of days that the calendar is supposed to work. Any more, any less is going to throw it off. So you can't just do it for other purposes. Rav Dimi min Arda Masnia Ibcha. Rav Dimi from Narada said the opposite. We are allowed to intimidate the Edom in order to give a testimony, in order to make Mekadosh L'Chodesh. This might be that they saw it, but maybe there was a possibility that they didn't see it properly. Something like that. Maybe they saw it in the sky, but it was cloudy and they didn't see it fully. So they say, no, you can still testify for the sake of making it Mekadosh. But you're not allowed to intimidate them in order to be ma'aber the chodesh, in order to make the delay or chodesh. So my time, why can't you delay it on to Amud Beis? Hi, Michtri Kishikra. Thank you. Finally, it looks like they're lying, and therefore it's a problem. Hi, lo Michtri Kishikra, right? Because when it comes to the moon being visible on the 30th day, so if they want to be Mekadosh the Chodesh early, right, they haven't yet seen the moon, right? They haven't yet seen the moon, and they want to be Mekadosh it already on the 29th, for the sake of the 30th day being Rosh Chodesh. So then, when people see it, if it's seen on the 30th, if it's seen on the 30th, and we intimidate them to not testify until after it's too late on the 30th to make the 30th Rosh Chodesh, so then people are going to say, wait a second, we saw the moon too, and you didn't make Rosh Chodesh out of it. So how could that be? So high lomis l'kishikra, when they didn't see the moon yet on the 30th, and we intimidate them in order to say that they already saw it, so then maybe people say, well, I hadn't seen it yet. Maybe they saw it because different angles, you can see it at different places, but I didn't see it, right? So that's why people in the countryside or somewhere else won't think, hey, why didn't the Edom already in Kadosh Chodesh yesterday? I saw the moon already, right? So that looks like a lie if you delay them. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, there's probably a lot going on this, but Amar Shmuel, Yachilin Osakuna Lekula Gola. Shmuel says, if I could, I would set the calendar for the entire exile. So because he is such a, he has the proper calculations and he knows how to set it all in into motion. So Amar Le Abba Avua Derevi Simlai Lishmuel Yadamar Haim Ilsa Detani Besara Yibor. Is it because you're such an expert? You know the secret to being Me'aber the Chadashim, right? When it says the when it says in the Braisa about the Sod Ha'ibor, Nolad Kodem Chatzos or Nolad Achar Chatzos, meaning that in order to sanctify the month, you have to know the difference between when the moon comes before Chatzos and when it comes after Chatzos. I believe this is referring to the middle of the night, no? So Amar Lei, so Shmuel, so they asked Shmuel, do you know the difference? So we're going to see why it's important before Chatzos or after Chatzos. So Amar Lei, no, I don't know the difference. So Amar Lei, they say to Shmuel, so midaha lo yadamar, ikamili acharnis lo yadamar. You think you can come and set the whole calendar, and you don't even know the secret of when to be to notice the difference between the molad before and after Chatzos. There must be other things you also don't know. Right? If you don't know everything, if you don't know one thing, then you don't know a lot of other things too. So Kisel, Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbi Zeira came from the Eretz, when Rabbi Zeira left Babel to go to Eretz Yisrael, he sent them Tzarech She'ilayel V'yom Min HaChadash, that you have to have both nighttime and daytime from the new moon, from the new month. What does that mean? I believe that means that you have to have the molad, right? The right. If you think about the moon for a second, so you have the moon, and then it's going from one sliver to the other sliver. Oh, you have a picture?
A lot of homework.
Homework. Well, okay. So this is. I'm gonna use it in simpler terms. I'm gonna talk about it in simpler terms. If you have the moon, which is being covered up by a shadow, right? So what are we looking for when we say that it's Ma'aber the Chodesh? You're looking for the other sliver.
That's the positioning of the moon to the sun.
Right, sort of. But I'm gonna talk about even in simpler terms,
simpler,
which is when you see
the moon will be visible, will be right early in the morning. It's not going to be available at Chatzot or anywhere near Chatzot. The only time the moon will be visible in the daylight is first thing in the morning.
Who said the daylight? We're talking about when, I think we're talking about when the molad is seen.
So the molad means the molad is the sighting of the moon.
The first sliver of the moon.
So
why can't you see that in the nighttime?
Well, he's saying it depends whether you see it.
No, Tzarech She'ilayel V'yom. No, Tzarech V'yom the Min HaCharash, meaning that you have to be able to ascertain whether the new sliver, meaning that the sliver of the moon of the other side, the new moon,
yeah,
is already, that sliver already started from the nighttime and the day, before nighttime and daytime in order to make it a new moon.
Before nighttime. So I understand, like, if it...
I don't know if before nighttime, but at least during nighttime.
If you see it, like, you know, half hour before sunset or something, that might make sense, but you're not going to see it at Chatzos. Maybe I misunderstood.
Well, we haven't said Chatzos in this paragraph yet.
Something at night.
Right, you have to have seen the when we say you saw the new moon, you have to have seen at least some of the new moon at the nighttime, so that the daytime is also.
Because you have to have seen it before the beginning of the night.
Lila v'yom. Okay, let's keep reading. Yeah, v'zu she'amar Abba Avod de Rabbi Simlai, and this is what Rabbi Abba Bar Avod ben de Rabbi Simlai said, which you said before. You have to calculate when the molad was. Nolad kodem chatzos v'yadua shenir samach l'shkiyas achama. If you saw it before chatzos of that night, it must have been that it was already visible from shkiyah. However, lo nolad kodem chatzos, if you didn't see the sliver before chatzos, rather afterwards, v'yadua shelo nir samach l'shkiyas achama. So you know it must not have been visible already by Shkia. So am I asking, Mina?
He's just explaining what he said two paragraphs earlier.
Right, sort of, yeah.
Earlier, but again, I don't know what Chatzot has to do with it. Did you see it?
Yeah, we're sort of retroactively designate or retroactively determining that it must have been visible already, so or existent already. So Amar of Ashi Lachushis Lamein Afkila Amar Ashi Lachushis Chasadei. This is in order to sort of interrogate the witnesses and to see if they're telling the truth about when they saw it. Right, that if they saw it, if they say they saw it before Shkia, so then. And we'll actually know because we can see it before or after Chatzos, I guess. Amr Bezir, Amr Menachem, Esther, V'arba, Shalim, Mekasi, Sarah. There are 24 hours. How do you translate this? 24 hours is a bad thing to do with 4 minutes left.
Does it covered or invisible for 24 hours?
Covered or invisible that you don't see the moon at all. L'didan, Shisme Atika, V'tamni, Sari, Mechadita. For us, there are 6 from the new moon where it's covered, and there are 18 where it's uncovered. This obviously has to do with the angle with which you see the moon. Uldidhu, when it's in Eretz Yisrael, when you're looking for Eretz Yisrael, so then Shis Mechadita, six of the hours where you don't see the moon is from the new moon. But Tamni Sari Me'atika, and there were 18 hours from the old moon, right? So you have to do your calculations based on that assumption. So my nafkim are Rashla Chishasari, again, in order to test the witnesses, see if they're telling the truth, based on whether they say they saw it. I was in Yehupitzville, and I was able to see the new moon. Is that really true? Is that the new moon? Well, in Eretz Yisrael, you only have 6 hours of the new moon when other people don't see it. So something like that. So Amar Mar, Tarshi Yilayil of Yom Minachadash. You have to have the day and the Seminal. And how do you know the day and the night have to be included within the new moon in order for it to be considered the new moon? Seminal and Rabbi Yochanan Amar, May Erev Ad Erev. The Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, I think, that you have to fast from night to night, meaning you have to have a whole full day in between. Yish Lakish Amar, because of the pasuk from Pesach, Ad Yom Echad V'Esrim Lachodesh Ba'erev, you don't have chametz, or you eat matzah instead of chametz until the 21st of the month at night. So Ma'ay Benayhu, meaning the night after. Ma'ay Benayhu, Amar Abai Amar, Mashmel Starshin Ika Benayhu. It's just talking about how they understand the psukim, but not really to teach us. There's no practical difference. So Rava Amar No, Chatzos Laila Ika Benayhu, about whether or not you consider Chatzos to be part of the nighttime or not. This, I believe, is basically a commentary based on Masa, because Masa you have to eat before Chatzos. So based on that, maybe you could say that the one, that Rish Lakish, who says that it's based on Masa, so that's the type of thing that you could potentially stop only until Chatzos is when you need to see it, but not afterwards. It's something some confusing understanding I didn't get here, but we have to go. Okay, Scott, we'll pick up with Amr and Zira.
This is the first time I really felt like with that movie we just skipped a lot.
Yeah, a couple things we just don't know. So you can come on Sunday night to see a little bit more about what it means.